This program is paid for by Your Radio Doctor, LLC. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Your Radio Doctor and their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Your Radio Doctor does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, products, physicians, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on Your Radio Doctor. Always consult your own physician. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
I'm always striving to live my healthiest life, so I need a health plan that has my back. With Independence Blue Cross, I get access to the largest network of doctors and hospitals in the region and free virtual doctor visits 24/7. Plus, with premiums as low as $0 per month, I can stay on top of my health and keep my budget in check. Independence has given me coverage I can count on, and they'll do the same for you. Explore your coverage options and enroll today at IBX.com.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's time for the Delaware Valley's first radio doctor.
On call every Saturday afternoon at 5.
This is Your Radio Doctor with Dr. Marianne Ritchie. Presented exclusively by Independence Blue Cross.
Listen, 7 months or 10 months is an absolutely exceptionally short time frame to produce this vaccine.
Your health determines your life, your longevity, and your happiness. Let your radio doctor lead the way with your medical education. Your radio doctor, Dr. Marianne Ritchie.
Good afternoon and welcome to Your Radio Doctor. I'm your host, Dr. Marianne Ritchie. A few weeks ago, we had an excellent presentation from our friends at Independence Blue Cross and learned the ABCs of Medicare. Today, I'm very pleased to welcome Independence again for another great summary on the basics of health insurance choices. Deadline for open enrollment is just around the corner, so this is the perfect time to stay with us and learn everything you can. Joining us is Ms. Colleen Cavanaugh, who is the Vice President for Marketing at Independence Blue Cross for the Greater Philadelphia area. Welcome, Colleen. Thanks for joining us.
Dr. Ritchie, thanks for having me. I'm pleased to be here. Excited to...
You can call me Marianne.
All right. Thanks, Marianne.
So, Colleen, we talk about healthcare insurance. It's a way to pay for your healthcare. It protects you from paying full costs when you are sick or injured. And I guess it's pretty much like insurance for your car or your home. You or your employer chooses a plan, pay a certain rate each month or a premium, and then the insurer, the insurance company, pays a portion of the medical costs. So let's talk about some of the ways in which people are covered by health insurance. Let's start there.
Sure. There are a couple of different ways that people can get their health insurance coverage. The first one that we'll talk about is through an employer. The majority of people who have health insurance get it through their job. So their employer will pick a plan, or if they're through a union, their union will select a plan. And then the members or employees would be usually responsible for a portion of what they call the premium. So the monthly amount people pay each month in order to have coverage. And then the employer, you know, or union would pay the bulk of those costs for the premium. So employer pays a piece, the members and employees pay a piece, and the coverage then allows them when they need care, whether it be through a doctor, hospital, urgent care center, wherever it may be that they need to have care, they're able to access that care through those premiums that are paid.
And if you're not insured by your employer, I think that's one of the places where people struggle to choose a plan for themselves, because I know myself, I've always been covered by the hospital, which makes it easier. And I'm sure there are lots of scenarios we could think of as examples. So how does an individual go about purchasing a plan?
So individual coverage is about 10% of the market that will purchase a product directly for themselves. And they can do that one of two ways. They can go through the individual marketplace, which in Pennsylvania is called Penny. And through Penny, they actually would be able to look at the available plans in the market. Also would be able to look and see if they qualify for a subsidy to help them pay for insurance costs to lower those monthly premiums we were just talking about. The other option that people have is they can purchase from an insurance company directly. So they could go to somebody like Independence Blue Cross on our website or call our team, and we can help them understand what plans are available to them and help them enroll with a plan that's right for them. in addition to those two vehicles, whether you go directly through an insurance company or you go through Penny, there are other folks that are out there able to help people with making those choices. So there are navigators to help support people with getting coverage through the marketplace on Penny. And then there are also independent brokers that are available out there in the market that can help people understand whether they would qualify for a marketplace plan through Penny and get subsidies, or you know, if they, what plan might be the best choice for them given their situation. And you know, they'd be able to evaluate, you know, all the plans that are in the market for an individual.
So if somebody decides to get help from a broker, say, is there an additional charge, or is that broker paid by the person with the insurance company with whom they connect the person, right?
That is a great question. So there is no additional cost to the consumer, to the person who is shopping for a plan. That commission to the broker is paid by the insurance company. Mm-hmm. So brokers typically represent multiple insurance carriers. So it's not like they're getting paid, you know, specifically to sell one particular product or another. They represent, you know, the carriers that are in the market. So you can shop around.
I brag about independence all the time. I should be your big cheerleader, but I don't know of any other, you know, companies or private corporations that support Philadelphia the way independence does, literally a pillar in the community. So let's say somebody says, I know I want Independence Blue Cross coverage. I want to find out their spectrum of options. Can they call your company and say, is there a navigator that could walk me through the choices? I'm sure there is somebody that could help them. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you, Marion. I appreciate that you being a cheerleader for us. You know, it really is our mission to improve the health and well-being of the people and communities we serve. And part of that is making sure that people are covered with health insurance. We do have telesales agents that are licensed to sell health insurance. So you can ensure that you're getting somebody that has, you know, that has a good understanding of how health insurance right. works and how to help you evaluate plans. And you can reach one of our telesales agents by calling 1-888-475-6206. And one of our licensed agents can help, you know, help you understand. They'll also help you evaluate whether you may be eligible for a subsidy, and it would be best to go through Penny, and they can help you through the Penny process as well.
Colleen, could you repeat that number, please? And we'll say it at the end of the show as well.
Sure. The number is 1-888-475-6206.
Beautiful. And so we talked about Medicare a few weeks ago, but probably worth mentioning a couple comments about Medicare and Medicaid, and then we'll jump on to other topics.
Yes, absolutely. So on the Medicare side, so that's typically for people who are 65 and older that would qualify for Medicare. That is a federal program. But in addition to those that are 65 and older, there may be people who have health issues that would qualify them for a Medicare plan, like somebody who has end-stage renal disease. So someone who has, you know, kidney failure would be, a category of someone who may not be 65, but would qualify ultimately for Medicare. So Medicare, as I said, is a federal program. They determine the eligibility rules around who is able to get Medicare coverage. But there are commercial carriers that partner with the federal government to offer Medicare Advantage plans. I'm sure that was a big part of the conversation that you had a couple of weeks ago, was Medicare Advantage.
I just want to interject, because when you read the description of Medicare, 65 and older, or those who are younger with disabilities, and end-stage renal failure might not pop into somebody's mind. That's good that you distinguish that, because people think of disabilities as being visual disabilities. So that's mm-hmm. that's important for people to know. And then Medicaid is the safety net.
Yes, Medicaid is the safety net. So there are about 18 to 20% of the population that qualify for Medicaid, and that's a joint program between the federal government and states. And, you know, there are eligibility requirements for that, mostly income-based. So it's lower income to ensure that, you know, everyone in the country can have, health insurance coverage. Medicaid is more, you know, the eligibility for that, as I said, determined state by the state and federal government. And then members are more so assigned a coverage. So you apply for Medicaid and then you are assigned to a carrier for your coverage. And carriers have to be selected by the state in order to be awarded the Medicaid business. So they have to meet certain criteria and requirements in order to be a Medicaid carrier. And then members that apply for Medicaid coverage are then assigned to one of those approved carriers.
And I remember that independence has lots of stars in terms of making sure that all those boxes are checked when they offer Medicaid programs.
So on the 5 stars is for our Medicare program. So that's a very big deal. There are very few 5-star plans on the Medicare side, and that's Medicare Advantage. So our Keystone HMO is a 5-star Medicare plan. So to your point, that's all around quality of care and coverage that's provided to members and the service provided to members with a 5-star plan. So we're very, very proud of that. Second year in a row that we've been awarded a 5-star designation for our Medicare plan.
So terms like HMO, PPO, EPO, let's talk about the differences among them and maybe define them in a little more detail so people walk away with that. And while we don't finish in this segment, we can carry over to the next.
Great, sure. So, you know, health insurance is a big thing, right? So it's not a one size fits all. It doesn't all work the same way. So what you were talking about are the types of plans that are available through health insurance. And really what it comes down to is how do you access care? So if you look at somebody who has a PPO plan, they have full access to both in and out of network providers. So typically health insurance companies or all health insurance companies really contract with a network of doctors and hospitals and other care providers so that they can get discounted rates for their members to access services. So with a PPO plan, you can access all of those in-network providers directly. So whether it be primary care that you need, meaning preventive care or sick care that you need, or if you need to go see a specialist, like maybe you have diabetes, you need to go to an endocrinologist, you can go directly to that in-network endocrinologist, get the care that you need. And also from a PPO perspective, you can access out-of-network care. So you can go to a provider who is not part of your health insurance carrier's network. The thing with that is that there will be increased cost to you. So going in network is going to be the most cost-effective thing for you. You go out of network, you're going to pay more, going to have a higher, you're going to have a deductible for sure, and it's going to be, you know, a higher deductible than if you have one in your in-network plan. If you look at an HMO, that's, you know, kind of the PPO is the one, you know, full access. If you look at HMO coverage, in order to access providers, an HMO, which stands for a health maintenance organization, is going to have you select a primary care physician, and that primary care physician is really going to oversee your care. So if you were to need a specialist, so we'll go back to that same example of a diabetic, if you need to see an endocrinologist, your primary care physician would refer you to an endocrinologist in order to get that care. If it's somebody that you have already been seeing for years, that your primary care doctor is probably already aware of that. And referrals are extended. It's not like you need one every time you need to go. If you were to see that doctor on a frequent basis, referrals are good for 90 days right now, at least as far as our referrals are concerned. So they could see you multiple times in those 90 days. And as well, they're all done electronically. So, you know, back in the olden days of HMO, it used to be that you'd have to, you know, go to your primary care doctor, pick up your referral so you could then bring it to your specialist, you know, all of that. It's all done electronically and very, you know, pretty seamlessly these days in order those referrals to get to those doctors. So that's
so HMO stands for Health Maintenance Organization, and you are aligned with a primary care doc who looks at the whole chessboard and really makes sure that if you do need a specialist, it's under their good direction. PPO stands for Preferred Provider Organization, and that gives a little more flexibility that if you say you want a second opinion, you're paying a little more. Am I right about that? And then you
Correct.
Can say, you know, I like my doctor right here closest to my home, but I heard there's another doctor who might have a little more experience, or I just want to see what somebody else has to say, and that might be covered.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Very helpful information from Ms. Colleen Cavanaugh at Independence. Let's take a little break and learn more when we come back.
Thanks for listening to Your Radio Doctor with Dr. Marianne Ritchie, exclusively presented by Independence Blue Cross. If you have a question for the medical mailbag, just send a note to doctor@yourradiodoctor.net.
At Independence Blue Cross, we believe in giving you the tools you need to pursue your healthiest life. From premiums as low as $0 per month to health discounts and cash rewards, it pays to have coverage with Independence. With the strongest network of doctors and hospitals in the region and free 24/7 virtual doctor visits, you can feel confident that quality care is always within reach. Explore your coverage options and enroll today at IBX.com.
When we ask questions, we make sure they're the big ones. Like, how can the healthcare industry earn the trust of patients? And what if your health outcomes and access to care weren't defined by your skin color, sexuality, gender, or zip code? At Genentech, we're removing barriers and partnering across the medical community to make clinical research as diverse as the world we serve to ensure communities have access to healthcare. Learn how we are working to make healthcare more equitable at gene.com/askbiggerquestions.
Welcome back to Your Radio Doctor. We're learning such great information about health insurance programs and options. We talked about, Colleen, about PPOs versus HMOs. Let's talk about the meaning of an EPO.
Yes. So an EPO is an exclusive provider organization, and it kind of sits in that access between a PPO and an HMO. So with an EPO, you don't have to get a referral. You don't have to have a primary care physician. So that's why it's like a PPO. But where it's like an HMO is that you only have access to in-network benefits. So both HMOs and EPOs are in-network providers only. Whereas a PPO gives you that additional flexibility of going out of network. So that's why we like to say the EPO kind of sits in the middle, no PCP and no referrals, but there is the limitation of using in-network providers. The only time out-of-network is available for HMO and for EPO members is if it's an emergency situation. And obviously, if there's an emergency, everybody should be going to the closest hospital to make sure that they get the care that they need, and that would be covered for any plan.
So if a patient has an EPO, they don't have a primary care, that means if they decide, I want to get checked for diabetes, or they can just, in their network, choose an endocrine doc or a cardiologist. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm learning a lot from you. I always learn from my friends at Independence. So, I mean, it sounds like a silly question, but why do you need health insurance?
And I think everybody needs health insurance because you have to be ready for the unexpected, right? I don't think any of us could have imagined what happened with the pandemic. There was nobody who was unaffected by that, right? So it's important for people to have coverage for preventive care to make sure that they're taking care of any conditions that may be diagnosed. So getting those mammograms, those colonoscopies, those routine GYN exams, making sure so that if anything's found, it can be caught early and treated early. It's the most effective type of care to catch things early. And then beyond that, if you playing softball, slide into, second base, whatever
it is.
You never know what's going to happen. And it's important that you have coverage for that, because if you are not covered, it's very expensive, to have to pay for those services out of your own pocket without having coverage.
And I think young people just starting out with a new job, if their employer doesn't cover it or if they try to start their own business, they think, I'm young and healthy, I'm good to go. But as you say, if they're playing softball or something, and they fall, or they have a car accident, it's a lot of money. And if after age 26, they're not on their parents' plan. I had a patient who was 26, no longer on her parents' plan, and became very sick, and had just finished, a master's degree in June. This all came about in July. And that following year, she was doing research or something that was volunteer. So she was really in limbo because wasn't on the family plan, technically didn't have a student profile, and didn't have a job yet. I think she ended up going to affordable care for advice. What does somebody like that do? Go to, is there a specific office?
They definitely should be going to look at Penny. Because they probably would qualify for a subsidy in that situation to get help paying for those monthly premiums. So absolutely should be going to look and see what the options are that are available to them to make it as affordable as possible.
So and you make another great point. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that it helps you stay healthy. It's not just about covering when the tough day comes when you're sick or you have an injury. It's the pop-ups. It's time for your mammogram, your cervical cancer screening, your prostate colon, all those good things that you're really being a big brother, big sister, and reminding people, which is the key to so much. If we can never say enough that prevention is key. So when shopping for insurance, what should people keep in mind?
People really need to keep in mind, you know, some of those basics about what we talked about, how they want to access care. You know, are they comfortable with having a primary care physician? Is there a doc that they already have and know? And, you know, are they comfortable with getting referrals? And a lot of that comes down to the affordability. You know, so typically what you're going to see is a PPO is more expensive. We talked about that a little bit earlier, more expensive than an HMO is, because with that PPO, you get that direct access to everything. So people should really be looking at their budget. You know, what can they afford to pay? What type of plan aligns best with that? And what you're typically going to see is that the lower the premium is, so the lower amount you pay each month, the higher it's probably going to cost you when you need to get care. So there are two cost components to health insurance, so which makes it probably a little bit different than other insurance that people have or what they're used to. So you pay that monthly premium, and that gives you access to the doctors and to the hospitals that are in network and coverage for care. We're going to pay a portion of those costs, but you still are required to pay a portion of your costs until you hit your out-of-pocket maximum. So a low premium plan probably has a deductible that's associated with it. So you need to understand, are you comfortable paying for that in addition to your monthly premiums? That deductible, is that something that you can afford? Some people prefer to have more predictable costs. They like to understand, okay, for budgeting purposes, I know it's going to cost me X a month. Mm. And when I need to go to the primary care doctor or a specialist, or if I'm having a baby and I know I'm going to have a hospital stay as part of that, you know, pregnancy and delivery of that baby, I want to know it's going to cost me X, and I'll pay a little bit more to know that it's going to be $20 for that primary care physician, $40 for a specialist visit. And when I go to the hospital, it's going to cost me, you know, X dollars a day, and it's a set fee, and I can plan all of that, and I am comfortable knowing what it's going to be in my budget.
Well, you explained that so well, because again, young people or even people that are middle aged think, I have no blood pressure issues, I work out, I'm invincible. So the thought is, I can save money. If I get sick, I'll pay a little bit more. But sometimes the deductible, let's say a person does have the need to use their insurance, they have to pay up to, say, $2,000 deductible before mm-hmm. they get the benefit, the help of the insurance company. And that's excluding co-pays, et cetera. I mean, it just depends on the program. But what you're saying is you can either pay up front a little bit more, and then you're saying, I'm watching my budget, I can't let it get above X, so I'm going to pay a little bit more up front. And when the time comes, if I get sick, I'm not as sweaty with deductible and higher costs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that's what everybody needs to look, what their personal preference is.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that's really important, because we talked about it a lot earlier, was the network of doctors. Are the doctors that you see in the network? A lot of people, you know, have their doctor that they've come to really trust and, you know, feel comfortable with. So is that doctor in the network or not in the network? So I think that's another important piece that people should consider when they're looking at plans, as well as some of the extras that come along with plans. Do they have a well-being program where potentially you can actually get money back in your pocket for, you know, exercising and, you know, signing up for digital communications, signing up for telemedicine services? You know, people can, you know, be given rewards for doing things to your point earlier, taking preventive care measures. So you should look at, you know, things along those lines. We talked a little bit about deductibles a second ago, and it made me think, one of the things that Independence recently introduced was something called Able Pay. And what Able Pay does is works with doctors in the networks, and they will actually help even negotiate a larger discount for people to help them, or payment plans to help them pay for deductible services. So you may, from a budgeting perspective, say, hey, I'm going to pay that lower premium with the hopes that I don't have to use a lot of healthcare. And maybe something unexpected happens and you now do have to pay that deductible.
Sure.
Able Pay, as an independence member, with our those plans that have Able Pay, you can actually use those services, and they'll help you budget that out or negotiate a better rate for you, you know, with your deductible costs. So look for those types of things. What's going to make it more affordable for you to make sure that you have the coverage that you need?
So if a person were to call independence for advice, they would learn that. Do you think that licensed brokers know those extra nuances?
They should. We do educate our brokers.
I hope so. Yeah.
So we do share with them all the perks that come with our plans. So they should be well versed on what is available by carrier, not just the benefits, but some of those other questions. But it's important for consumers to understand this too, right? We all have to be our best advocate and ask those questions. So, you know, I suggest that people, you know, that are listening, you know, hopefully they're taking notes or, you know, listening to some of these tips. And, you know, when they have a conversation with a broker or with a health insurance carrier, they're really asking, you know, what else comes with this besides, you know, the coverage for medical care, because some of those extra perks are really important too.
And they can visit your website and look at those additional features. And it's IBX.com?
Yes, yes, exactly. www.ibx.com.
And we'll repeat all that. I'll put it on my website so people can visit that. So the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Colleen, gosh, you make this sound so easy. We have to post this so people can listen to every word of it again, which we always do. Urgent care visits, that's going to be a different copay amount than going to your primary care or a specialist. Yes, let's talk about that for a minute.
Yes. So urgent care is a great benefit. And I think something I've been in the health insurance industry for over 30 years. So, you know, that's something when I first started working for independents didn't exist, you know, wasn't something that we had, but that's something that as healthcare has evolved, you know, we've seen urgent care centers, you know, pop up as also retail clinics and things like that. And that really is a lower cost way that people can get care if there is a situation where maybe their primary care doctor is, you know, booked for the day, there are no appointments available, or it's the weekend and maybe there aren't office hours on the weekend, it's a Sunday. You know, how do I make sure that I get care and something maybe that is urgent right now doesn't become an emergency? So an urgent care center will be a higher copay than your primary care doctor, but will be cheaper than going to the emergency room. And typically what you see with an urgent care center as well is that the wait times are lower, which is also nice. Some of them even post their wait times so that you can know if I'm going, you know, this is how long, you know, it's going to take me to get the care, you know, to get in and be seen for care, which is, you know, typically much better than what you'd see with an emergency room. And obviously there are needs for emergency rooms, but I think an educated consumer knowing what their options are when they have a medical situation, to know that they can go to an urgent care center or a retail clinic, as opposed to the ER. And situations for that would be, you know, they can do stitches at urgent care centers. They, you know, for somebody, maybe you're having, you think you have, you know, maybe an ear infection, something along those times. You know, you need an antibiotic. You know, you want to get care quickly. You don't have to wait till the next day necessarily, especially, you know, parents with children. Maybe they have been injured at that softball game like we were talking about earlier, and you need to be seen somewhere. An urgent care center is great for that as well. They can do x-rays
The personnel there are often emergency room doctors.
Yes.
Who now do all urgent care or take shifts there. Is there a copay when you go to a MediClinic, say at a pharmacy?
Yes, there's cost sharing for that as well. Yes. So there is different, it's almost like your primary doctor is the lowest copay, then it's retail clinic, then urgent care center, and then ER. So, you know, depending upon the level of the types of services that they're able to provide is, you know, where your cost sharing would be different, your copay.
And one thing we like to remind our listeners about is your health insurance does not cover an ambulance ride to the hospital, right? For the most part.
No, we do cover ambulance. If it is, you know, a medically necessary ambulance. So, you know, personal story for me, my daughter takes horseback riding lessons and unfortunately she had a bad tumble off of a horse and luckily she's totally fine. But she, you know, did lose consciousness, got a concussion, and she had to be taken by ambulance to CHOP. And she, you know, that will be something that when we get that claim in, would be something that would be covered by insurance. Typically what you see is that, ambulance care, you know, ambulance services are not in network, but like we talked about earlier, in an emergency situation, that would be covered. You know, that is considered. So it's not just the emergency room, but the emergency transportation would be something that would be covered as well.
So that people don't hesitate thinking, well, I'll drive myself or I'll go to urgent care. No, if you have chest pain.
Pain, exactly.
No. Call the ambulance. On that note, let's take a little break and we'll be right back to learn more about healthcare insurance.
Today's edition of Your Radio Doctor with Dr. Marianne Ritchie, presented exclusively by Independence Blue Cross, can be enjoyed anytime, anywhere, at your convenience. Just download the Odyssey app and search Your Radio Doctor. It's health education on demand.
I'm always striving to live my healthiest life, so I need a health plan that has my back. With Independence Blue Cross, I get access to the largest network of doctors and hospitals in the region and free virtual doctor visits 24/7. Plus, with premiums as low as $0 per month, I can stay on top of my health and keep my budget in check. Independence has given me coverage I can count on, and they'll do the same for you. Explore your coverage options and enroll today at IBX.com.
When you have orthopedic issues, you need a physician who eats, sleeps, and breathes orthopedics. You need an exceptionally specialized Rothman Orthopedics physician. They not only specialize in orthopedics, each Rothman physician only focuses on one area of the body, which means you can have confidence that you can get past pain and be what you were. Schedule conveniently online at RothmanOrtho.com. That's RothmanOrtho.com.
When we ask questions, we make sure they're the big ones. Like when it comes to diseases, can we strive to treat, prevent, and even reverse them? And how can we make healthcare more effective and more affordable? These are the types of questions that can help impact the lives of so many patients, that help push the boundaries of innovation and healthcare for all communities. At Genentech, we are the pioneers of the biotech industry, tackling some of the biggest questions in healthcare. Learn more at gene.com/ask bigger questions.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Your Radio Doctor, Dr. Marianne Ritchie. Now Saturday afternoons at 5, presented exclusively by Independence Blue Cross.
This program is paid for by Your Radio Doctor, LLC.
Welcome back to Your Radio Doctor, and we continue to thank Colleen Cavanaugh for all of her good information helping us to choose health insurance policies. Colleen, what should you do if you're shopping for insurance for yourself or your family? How do you go about that?
So really, you have a couple of different options. You know, you can go to a carrier directly. You know, we talked about that earlier. So IBX.com is really where, if you're looking for one of our policies, you can go. You can go to Penny. Penny is the health insurance marketplace here in Pennsylvania. And through Penny is where, if you're eligible to get a subsidy to help you save on insurance premiums, that's the only place you can go in order to get those subsidies. So that's important to do that. The other option is that people can go through a broker or a navigator. So those are licensed professionals that really understand the health insurance industry, the brokers are, and they can help you understand your options, what to look for, and some of the questions that they're going to have for you, whether you call the health insurance company directly, if you try and look for plans online, or if you go through a broker or a navigator, they're going to want to understand from you, you know, what are your medical needs, you know, what, you know, they're not, you know, you don't have to give them your whole medical history, but they're going to want to understand, you know, do you have a lot of specialist care? Do you use a lot of prescriptions? Just because they want to make sure that they put you in a plan that's right for you.
Sure.
So understanding how you utilize healthcare today is an important component of that conversation.
So if somebody were trying to get information from Penny, it's not Penny as in the coin, it's PENNIE.com. Right.
Yes, that's a great clarification. Yes.
Only because wasn't there a commercial on the TV before that the little girl was Penny, and you always think of her name as anyway. So it's Penny as in Pennsylvania, I guess a nickname for Pennsylvania. Yeah. PENNIE.com. We're going to repeat all of these great resources at the end, but I think it's really important, and that's why we wanted to get this show in by this Saturday. open enrollment goes through to January 15th. Let's clarify that.
Correct.
If you want to start your coverage by January 1, deadline is next week, December 15th. Let's review that.
Yes, that is important information. So each year there is an open enrollment period. It started back November 1st for coverage. So like you said, if somebody wants to be covered as of January 1st, they need to put their benefit election in by December 15th. So they have to do their enrollment, whether that be through Penny, or if they're working with a broker, making sure their broker gets their information in, or if they're going to work with independents directly at IBX.com, they need to make sure that they complete that transaction, you know, before 12:15, you know, at 11:59, make sure that they get their transaction in by the end of the day. And that will make sure that their coverage begins January 1st. And why we say that's important is anybody that has coverage today, that has an individual policy today, they typically want to start with the new plan year, and that new plan year begins in January 1st. So that would, they get a full year's worth of coverage with their new carrier or with their new plan. Maybe they want to keep the current carrier. They just maybe want, maybe their financial situation has changed and they want to evaluate maybe a different option, whether it be one that is a higher premium or a lower premium for them, depending upon, you know, as we said, what best fits their needs from a budget perspective and a healthcare needs perspective. Mm-hmm. But if they don't hit that December 15th deadline, they do have until January 15th to get coverage.
Good point.
Through the open enrollment period. And if they enroll by January 15th, their effective date would be February 1st. So they'd have that. That would be the difference.
Good to clarify that.
Policy would change to January.
So I guess two other points come to mind. If a person misses open enrollment, they have to wait a whole year. Yes,
that they have to wait a whole year unless they have a qualifying life event. So qualifying life events would mean, you know, unfortunate situations in some cases, which would be that you lose your job, you get divorced. You maybe lose your spouse, you know, things along those lines. Those would be some qualifying events. On the positive side, other qualifying mm-hmm. events would be getting married, having a baby, you know, those types of things. But
or maybe adopting a child.
Yes.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yes.
And then how about, does zip code matter in terms of plans that are available for you?
Yes. So our plans for independence plans, we offer our plans in five counties. So there's Philadelphia, Bucks, Montgomery, Chester, and Delaware counties that our policies are available. So if you live in any of those counties, you would be eligible for an Independence Blue Cross plan.
So I want to talk also about the metal levels, as in METAL, as in pretty shiny, silver, gold, that kind of thing. Let's talk about that a little bit, because it really is clear when you spell it out, but I don't know that people are aware that spectrum exists.
Yes. So that was something that came about with the Affordable Care Act, or mm-hmm. also known as Obamacare, right? So when that was first rolled out in the first year that we had the Affordable Care Act for health insurance was for January 1st of 2014. And one of the things that the government decided was it will make it easier for consumers to understand, you know, how much is covered by their plan by setting these metal levels. And what the metal levels do is they are set parameters on how much is covered by the health insurance company and how much is covered by the member on average. So if you look at the richest plans, which those are the platinum plans, a platinum plan, 90% of the costs would be covered by the health insurance company and 10% for covered services would be covered by the member. And then if you go from there, gold is 80% the health insurance carrier, 20% the member. Silver, 70% for the carrier, 30% for the member. And then down to bronze, which is the lowest cost premium plans for monthly premium plans, those would be 60% for the health insurance carrier, and then 40% would be covered on average by the actual member. So that's why we say it's important that you understand both components of the cost.
Sure.
It's how much you pay on a monthly premium basis, but also what do you pay when you need care? And when you need care, that's the, on the bronze plan, 60% of covered by the carrier, and then 40% of any health care you need would be covered by you up to your out-of-pocket maximum if you have a bronze plan.
Makes sense.
The other piece that's available beyond those metallic tiers, there are catastrophic plans that are available. Mm. And the catastrophic plans, they are for people under the age of 30. or people who have significant financial stressors in their life. So they don't quite qualify for Medicaid that we talked about earlier in our conversation. So they aren't financially don't qualify for Medicaid, but they still may have some, you know, significant financial issues, and they would have to present that to, that's something you have to present to the the government to be approved for it, for those plans for a financial hardship piece. But anybody under 30, regardless of their financial situation, would be eligible for a catastrophic plan. Again, coverage is different and more, cost sharing is not the same as if you were with one of those metallic tier plans. Mm-hmm.
So essential health benefits under mm-hmm. healthcare law, that includes the basics, hospital stays, doctor visits, benefits like maternity care, laboratory services where you get your labs, your blood's drawn, prescription meds, and even mental health services. In addition, a plan has to cover 100% of costs of certain preventive services, wellness visits, which we mentioned, immunization, screenings for cancer, and other diseases. Is there financial assistance to help pay for plans?
So that's a great question. So when you look at this, we've talked a lot about subsidies. There are two different ways in which the government provides help for health insurance. One is to lower the cost of the monthly premiums. The other piece is some people, based on their economic situation, will qualify for what we call a cost-sharing reduction. So people in lower incomes, like say somebody, it's 200% of the federal poverty level, somebody in that financial range, they actually could get, say, somebody who has a higher income may pay a $40 copay for something. That $40 copay would be reduced for somebody who is in a cost-sharing reduction plan. If there are deductibles associated with a cost-sharing reduction plan, they would also be reduced. So that will help people pay for, those doctor visits, hospital visits, specialty care. But preventive care in any of the Affordable Act care plans, that is always covered at 100% for preventive care.
So no deductible, no copay. Thank you for clarifying mm-hmm. that. I didn't finish the question properly. With all those basic essentials, no copay, no extra worry, but if there is. And then I guess during the pandemic, there were tax credits that were applied as part of the American Rescue Plan Act. So that was a good net, but I guess that's starting to taper now. We have about 2 minutes left, Colleen. Talking about how to choose the right plan, we have a little time to explain the difference between a tiered network and a limited
yes.
network. Let's address those two
yes.
issues.
So, we talked a lot about how important a network is to making your plan selection. And there are different types of networks that are out there. So you could have access to a full mm-hmm. network you could have access to a full network of a plan's doctors and hospitals. Or what you see in mostly in the Affordable Care Act is that you'll see tiered network plans. And with the tiered network, which is what Independence has, we have a series of plans called proactive plans. And with a tiered network, you still have access to the full network of doctors. But depending on the tier of the doctor, you may pay more. So a tiered one doctor may be $20, a tier two doctor is $40, a tier three doctor is $60. So it's all based on quality and cost effectiveness of those providers as to which tier they would be in. But that may be a good option for people to make sure that they can access still the doctors that they want to see. And if their doctors are in tier one, which 50% of our providers are in the tier one, so a good portion of them are in that lowest cost tier, that may be a good option for people. What you see other carriers do, which Independence, our ACA products do not have, is they do limited networks. And with a limited network product, that means you can't see every doctor that's traditionally in a health insurance carrier's network.
Sure.
They will say you can go to these specific hospitals for in-network care or these specific doctors for in-network care. So you really need to be careful when you're looking at plans. Is it access to the full network? Is it a tiered network where depending upon what I choose, where I choose to go, I pay more or less? Or is it a limited network where it's a smaller network of doctors and hospitals that I have to choose from and I don't have as much flexibility?
That makes so much sense. And you explain it very well. And there's a lot to it, but there's a logic to it as well. And we'll talk about it in our wrap up, but all these choices have to be considered. And it's great to know that people can pick up the phone and call independents or a broker. Don't try to navigate through this by yourself, because there are a lot of people like you that want to help get the right plan for you and fit your budget. Healthcare and your safety first, and then working around your budget. Let's take a little break and we'll be back for a wrap up with Colleen Cavanaugh from Independence.
Your Radio Doctor with Dr. Marianne Ritchie is presented exclusively by Independence Blue Cross.
At Independence Blue Cross, we believe in giving you the tools you need to pursue your healthiest life. From premiums as low as $0 per month to health discounts and cash rewards, it pays to have coverage with Independence. With the strongest network of doctors and hospitals in the region and free 24/7 virtual doctor visits, you can feel confident that quality care is always within reach. Explore your coverage options and enroll today at IBX.com.
When you have joint pain, you need a physician who eats, sleeps, and breathes joints. Someone so focused on their specialty, they've written the book on it, literally. You need an exceptionally specialized physician from Rothman Orthopedics. They not only specialize in orthopedics, each Rothman physician only focuses on one area of the body, which means you can have confidence that you can get past the pain and be what you were. Schedule conveniently online at RothmanOrtho.com. Official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Phillies, and Sixers.
Now, your weekly prescription, brought to you by Genentech, the science-driven company that pioneered the biotech industry to transform how we treat the world's most complex health problems.
And in our final segment of Your Radio Doctor, we call this end wrap-up, your weekly prescription, brought to you by our friends at Genentech. Colleen Cavanaugh, we have learned so much from listening to you, helping people to choose the right health insurance plan for themselves. What are your take-home messages? We should maybe clarify the American Rescue Plan.
Yes, I think that's a really great point, Marianne. What we saw when the American Rescue Plan was put into place, that was one of the steps that the government put into place during COVID to make sure people had health insurance. They increased subsidies for people. And we actually saw that 20% of our members that have individual plans qualified for a subsidy for the first time. So even if folks looked before and they didn't qualify to get a subsidy to help them lower their monthly premiums, they may qualify now. So it's important that people look at that because insurance may be more affordable than they think. So definitely check that out. And the ways that they can do that is they can go to our site. We have a subsidy calculator on our site, which is IBX.com. They can talk to a broker, and a licensed broker can help them through that. They can also go directly to Penny, which is PENNIE.com. And Penny is where they'd actually get access to those subsidies. They'd apply for the subsidies, see if they qualify, and see how much they qualify for, which will help them, you know, shop for plans. So, you know, I would definitely encourage people to check out those resources. If they want to just do some shopping, see what plans are available before they actually apply, they can look at IBX.com. And, you know, as we said, brokers and navigators are out there to help people with these questions and their choices as they go through the health insurance process.
So during the pandemic, when costs have since skyrocketed and so many people were sick, people who didn't expect to be sick, the American Rescue Plan Act is still available. And it helps your members, but it helps with financial assistance because of all these added costs. So good to know. And we wanted to remind our listeners that when they're making their choices and they need some help with navigation, they can go to a licensed broker or they can call Independence at 888-475-6206 and talk to one of your licensed agents and find out all the choices that are available and have it really explained very clearly.
Yes.
And we want to talk about open enrollment. Sorry, Colleen.
Yes. So yes, you know, we encourage people to call, happy to talk you through plans. We can help you understand if you qualify for that subsidy to help you pay for insurance premiums. And just as a reminder for those deadlines. So if somebody is looking for coverage for January 1, they need to enroll by December 15th. If they aren't able to make that December 15th deadline, then the next deadline is January 15th. And if folks apply by January 15th, that coverage would be effective for February 1st.
So pretty much every year, open enrollment is November 1 to January 15th. just as a good reminder, because if you miss open enrollment, unless you have some extenuating circumstance, as you said, a marriage or a divorce, a birth or a death, something that changes, you are flying without a life raft for a year, and that's not good. And then basically all plans essentially have the same benefits by law, by healthcare law. The difference is the balance between what you pay up front or the premium and the out-of-pocket when it comes along. Is that a pretty fair way to say it?
Yes, I think that's a great way to say it. We like to say, you know, what's it going to cost you to own a health insurance policy and to use a health insurance policy, right? So what's your monthly premium? And then what do you pay when you go to the doctor or the hospital? So you should be looking at those costs and understanding what fits within your budget, understanding also what the network is. Are your doctors in the network or not in the network? And then looking at those different types of plans we talked about. You know, do you need, you know, are you comfortable getting a plan with a referral and a primary care physician, which is a great way to access care? Or are you the type of person who needs a little bit more freedom and they want to, you know, get a PPO plan or an EPO plan? So, you know, it's a lot to consider, but that's why we have that great help that's out there. We do have licensed agents at Independence that we talked about, which are at that 1-888-475-6206 number, or brokers that are licensed and are able to help you through the process.
And again, a good start is Independence website, which is ibx.com. And if people want more global information, Penny for Pennsylvania, Penny, PENNIE.com. Colleen Cavanaugh, thank you so much for joining us today. I learned so much from listening to you. I know my listeners did. And I'm always excited and pleased to work with my friends from Independence Blue Cross.
Mary Ann, thank you so much for having me today. It's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed the conversation, and I hope that everybody learned a little bit more about health insurance.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Now, your real champion, presented by the Rothman Orthopedic Institute.
And now for your real champion, I call this segment Best Christmas Ever. Do you remember how great it felt to wake up and realize it was finally Christmas morning? What would you find from Santa? Well, the only thing better is watching the look on a child's face when they realize Santa did arrive. Well, in 2010, Don Liatainen was extremely ill with a condition known as ulcerative colitis. As a GI doctor, I know how debilitating this could be. Don was just out of the hospital, lost a lot of weight, his blood count was quite low. He remembers his father tearing up as he looked at Don's weakened condition. Don found it hard to look at himself in the mirror because he was so pale and gaunt. It was Christmas Eve and he felt a sinking feeling as he stood before his Christmas tree with no presents. How was the single dad going to tell his three-year-old little boy that Santa didn't come this year? A little later that night, there was a knock at the door. And what to his wondrous eyes should appear but his mother and family was something much better than reindeer. They had two big bags of Christmas gifts. Don was overwhelmed with joy and lifted by the generosity that embraced him. In that moment, the hole in his stomach, the emptiness he felt an hour before, was replaced with sparks all over his body. What may have been the worst became the best Christmas ever. He recalls the following 3 years as the hardest period in his life. Months to get his condition under control, major surgery, so he couldn't sustain his own small business, which was a home service company. During that period, he had time to ponder the question, why did God send those people to my home that night? Then he realized that God planted the seed in Don to pay it forward. That goal to bring others the best Christmas ever is what helped him focus on the work of his recovery. The first year, Don and his friends started with one family. Don brought a request to a Christian radio station. Then listeners sent in nominations and they chose another family with a sick dad. The night they chose was the exact same date as Don's best Christmas and there was a huge snowstorm. Did I mention this is in the middle of Minnesota? After the visit, Don and his friends were so excited they got back in their car and felt like it was vibrating. Since then, Best Christmas Ever has grown and now reaches families in 17 states and even Canada. The mission? To serve families who have fallen upon tough times through no fault of their own. Best Christmas Ever partners with community partners such as hospitals, schools, social workers, pastors, and radio to find families. In each case, the family receives about $10,000. Each family member receives 10 gifts tailored to their specific needs, and then one substantial gift for the entire family, like 6 months of mortgage payments. Or last year, a single mom with 6 children was given a new car from a local car dealer. Their website lists a North Pole fund where people can donate. Don gives the example, in a moment's notice, 250 people all came together to help a family. They heard the story and jumped in to help total strangers. He said, it's like watching God's work on earth right in front of you. Captains are local leaders in their communities who organize the drop for a particular family. One captain said, it's never about the presents the family receives. It's always about your presence. Hugs and tears flow before a single gift is opened. Families feel the love and compassion when they realize they're not alone, and that's something no amount of money can buy. Led by his faith, Don faced his own illness head on, but stopped relying on his own strength. He turned to God and surrendered to God's plan, which he found to be very liberating. In return, he found his mission and recalls the words of Mother Teresa, who said, you might not be able to feed 100 families, but you can start with one. And he quotes George Washington Carver, who said, when you do common things in an uncommon way, you command the attention of the world. Don says it's not just about giving people money. It's putting time and effort into making a life-changing impact. We salute you, Don Liatainen, your real champion, and wish you the best Christmas ever. Learn more about Best Christmas Ever on their website, bcemovement.org, and help a family in your community. Best Christmas Ever, bcemovement.org. Thank you for listening every week to your radio doctor here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Listen again to all of our shows on audacy.com, AUDACY.com. Next week, special time, 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. That's December 17th at 10 o'clock in the morning. A special thank you to our exclusive sponsor, Independence Blue Cross, and for support from Rothman Orthopedic Institute and Genentech. A big shout out to our friends at Genentech. This week was December 5th through 9th, Cancer Screen Week. Great program. They partnered with American Cancer Society, Stand Up to Cancer, and Optum, bringing education about cancer prevention and telling people where to get low-cost and even free screenings. The week is over, but the website with terrific information remains active, www.cancerscreenweek.org. Please follow Your Radio Doctor on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Friends, we're all looking forward to the holidays, but be careful. With record numbers of cases of flu, even increased numbers in the hospital, COVID is still here, and we're dealing with RSV. Consider this tip. When you gather with friends and family, try to keep a little distance and don't hug. Show your love by being there. Save the hugs for after flu season. This is your radio doctor, Dr. Marianne Ritchie, wishing you a happy, healthy, and safe week with the ones you love, and always here to remind you that your health is your wealth.
Thanks for listening to Your Radio Doctor, Dr. Marianne Ritchie, presented exclusively by Independence Blue Cross. To contact Dr. Marianne and to listen to today's show as well as past shows, visit yourradiodoctor.com. This program is paid for by Your Radio Doctor, LLC. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Your Radio Doctor and their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
I'm always striving to live my healthiest life, so I need a health plan that has my back. With Independence Blue Cross, I get access to the largest network of doctors and hospitals in the region and free virtual doctor visits 24/7. Plus, with premiums as low as $0 per month, I can stay on top of my health and keep my budget in check. Independence has given me coverage I can count on, and they'll do the same for you. Explore your coverage options and enroll today at IBX.com.